afternoon. It is Wednesday, April 20th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. We've seen a pretty good rally recently in corn and soybeans. What are you seeing that's affecting the market?
Well, we've got several things all happening at once. The funds are long. They're pushing their position. Farmers are selling into the rally, which allows the funds to buy more positions as the elevators hedge off that risk. Weather-wise, we've had a few issues in Brazil, more of an issue in corn than in beans, but we've also had some flooding in Argentina that's cut out some part of their crop. Oil World only cut it 3 million tons from the previous estimate. They're just matching USDA. Other estimates are calling for another 2 or 3 million ton loss down there. Big issue is that they're unable to make as much soybean meal as they've got contracted for late April and May for export, so that's given a pretty good boost to our meal prices here.
What's the current objective for old crop beans?
Our price and probability forecast for July beans that we put out 1st of March said 985, and then in an up year, 1004. So we're not to the 1004 yet. That would be our immediate objective. We do have some other technical indicators, such as the speed line breakout, that would allow us to go a little higher. But in the short term, 1004.
What are the chances that beans keep pushing higher?
I think it's pretty good. We've got excellent momentum here. You saw again today, we tried to break the thing with some profit taking and then turned right around and upticked it again. So I don't see any evidence that the train's done running yet.
Where is the corn market getting its help from?
Well, it's definitely getting some help from the soybean meal. You know, DDGs are a substitute for meal. Corn, to a degree, is a substitute. The wheat rally has helped it a little bit. The other thing that's going on, of course, is that there's been some dryness in Mato Grosso and parts of Brazil that's cut the safrinha crop, the second crop yield potential. You're seeing numbers this morning as low as 78 million tons for Brazil for their total corn production, and USDA is at 84. So that would be a big drop. Another little detail that might have popped out to some people, but the Brazilians actually exported too much of their corn before they switched over to beans here in March. So they've got shortages in some of the southern parts of the country. With this dryness affecting their second crop production, they're now thinking they're going to have to import some corn from the U.S.
Last thing for you. How can people get a hold of us?
Well, we've got BruglerMarketing.com is our main website. You can call our office at 402-697-3623, or you can send me an email at AlanB@BruglerMKTG.com.
Thanks for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.